In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. O God, save me by your name, by your power, defend my cause. O God, hear my prayer, give ear to the words of my mouth. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. O God, who have prepared fitting helps for us in our weakness, grant, we pray, that we may receive their healing effects with joy and reflect them in a holy way of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. A reading from the Book of Wisdom. The wicked said among themselves, thinking not aright, "Let us beset the just one, because he is obnoxious to us. He sets himself against our doings, reproaches us for transgressions of the law, and charges us with violations of our training. He professes to have knowledge of God, and styles himself a child of the Lord. To us he is the censure of our thoughts. Merely to see him is a hardship for us, because his life is not like that of others, and different are his ways. He judges us debased. He holds aloof from other paths as from things impure. He calls blessed the destiny of the just, and boasts that God is his Father. Let us see whether his words be true. Let us find out what happens to him. For if the just one be the Son of God, he will defend him, and deliver him from the hand of his foes. With revilement and torture, let us put him to the test, that we may have proof of his gentleness, and try his patience. Let us condemn him to a shameful death, for according to his own words, God will take care of him." These were their thoughts, but they erred, for their wickedness blinded them, and they knew not the hidden counsels of God. Neither did they count on a recompense of holiness, nor discern the innocent soul's reward. The Word of the Lord. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress he rescues them. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit he saves. Many are the troubles of the just man, but out of them all the Lord delivers him. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He watches over all his bones, not one of them shall be broken. The Lord redeems the lives of his servants. No one incurs guilt who takes refuge in him. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus moved about within Galilee. He did not wish to travel in Judea because the Jews were trying to kill him. But the Jewish feast of Tabernacles was near. And when his brothers had gone up to the feast, he himself also went up, not openly, but as it were, in secret. Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, "Is he not the one they are trying to kill? And look, he is speaking openly, and they say nothing to him. Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he is from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from." So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching and said, "You know me and also know where I am from? Yet I did not come on my own, but the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him and he sent me." So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand upon him because his hour had not yet come. The Gospel of the Lord. At a time when we are taking precautions so as not to catch a life-threatening disease, our Lord is careful lest evil men should seize him and put him to death before his appointed time. There is nothing of cowardice in this, just the same good sense that we must now exhibit. However, just as our calling as believers and as citizens requires that we must still be engaged in the community, our Lord follows his brothers or disciples into Jerusalem for the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles. While all thoughts are upon the Exodus of old, Jesus will be the Lamb of God that will make possible a new Exodus from bondage to Satan to freedom in the Lord. The word tabernacle here refers to a makeshift dwelling. It's covered in palm leaves, such as those used by the Israelites during their 40 years in the desert. The feast is a commemoration of how they lived after escaping Egyptian slavery. On each of the 7 days of the holiday at the temple, it was mandatory to perform a waving ceremony with the four species. Leviticus 23:40 and the Talmudic tradition list these as the fruit from a citrus tree, the ripe green frond from a palm tree, boughs of leaves from a thick leafy myrtle tree, and branches with leaves from a willow tree. The ritual waving of branches and leaves will take on a whole new meaning when they are waved and thrown before Jesus. He will be hailed as Messiah, and then just as quickly rejected by his own. It is interesting that it had become common knowledge that the religious authorities were already out to kill Jesus. No doubt the crowds were regularly being barraged by a polemic against Christ, as a false Messiah, as a blasphemer, as a sinner, as one who polluted himself by his associations, and as one who worked his miracles by the power of demons. His presence confuses them. Have the authorities changed their minds about him? Given the danger, they cannot otherwise imagine why Jesus would return when he is so very, very vulnerable. Our Lord knows their doubts, and they are not dissimilar from those of his home in Nazareth. They also thought they knew him. Is this not the carpenter's son? When they did not like what they heard, they sought to throw him off the brow of a hill and stone him. The charge that will get Jesus condemned is coming to the fore. It is hinted at when many abandon him after his bread of life discourse. The Eucharist is Jesus, and Jesus is God. The authorities mock him. He has made himself God's son. Caiaphas will reject him with a genuine truth that falls short of the fullness of truth. The Lord, your God, is one. The mystery of his divinity as one of the three persons in the unity of the Blessed Trinity still escapes them. There would have to be a movement from natural faith to a supernatural faith. Our Lord tells them, "You know me and also know where I am from, yet I did not come on my own, but the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me." Well, this is the last straw. The die is cast. The authorities want to arrest him, but Providence and the crowd holds them back. They will grab him when a few are around, and by night. They will target Christ's bravery and public testimony with fearfulness and private treachery. What about us? Do we know who Jesus is? Is he the master of our lives, or something or someone else? Are we the people we claim to be? Or do we hide the truth in the darkness? Have we doubted the Lord? Have we betrayed him? The truth will come to light. Do not fear the truth. Heavenly Father, knowing that you hear the cries of your children, we bring forward our petitions. Give our public officials courage to do what must be done and inform their minds on how best to serve the community at this time of crisis, we pray. Lord, hear our prayer. Give our religious shepherds the strength and creativity to serve their flocks so that God's people will know they have not been abandoned, we pray. Lord, hear our prayer. Give us all an ingrained charity and civility to be good neighbors to those who most need us now, we pray. Lord, hear our prayer. Give healing to the sick, consolation to the grieving, and eternal life to those who have died. We pray. Lord, hear our prayer. Almighty God, we offer all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we receive the bread we offer you. Through the earth and work of human hands, it become for us the bread of life. By the mysterious water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Through the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. With humble spirit and contrite heart, we be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. May the sacrifice, Almighty God, cleanse us by its almighty power and lead us to approach its source with ever greater purity through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you have given your children a sacred time for the renewing and purifying of their hearts, that freed from disordered affections, they may so deal with the things of this passing world as to hold rather to the things that eternally endure. And so with all the angels and the saints, we praise you, as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, and Wilton our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always." May this mean the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ bring eternal life to us who receive it. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Let us shame in the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, not bring me to judgment and condemnation, but through your loving mercy, be for me protection of mind and body and a healing remedy. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ can be saved for eternal life. May the blood of Christ can be saved for eternal life. Let us pass our hosts as food and warm, resist and purity of heart, but then given to us in time may be our healing for eternity. In Christ we have redemption by his blood and forgiveness of our sins in accord with the riches of his grace. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that as we pass from old to new, so with former ways left behind, we may be renewed in holiness of mind through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Mass is ended. Go in peace.